Chirac Neon. Just goes this crazy when the beat goes boom.
This is the Egyptian Lover?
Oh, yeah. You got that right. We have full lines about the Bourdain thing, and we'll address that again, but let's move on to some other stuff. We can address that again later this hour.
Because I've got something we've been, you know, obviously that was, you know, some pretty heavy stuff, but I have something that, you know, maybe we'll just light it up a minute, because I've been holding on to this, and this is something that John, you and Fred will both equally enjoy this for two completely different reasons. So do you guys remember we were talking about, this was a discussion we had, it might have been a month ago, but we were talking about how the Super Bowl Shuffle, remember when it came out, how it spawned every different, like any kind of like team was trying to make a theme song that would get on MTV and make a video. Yep. And we all remember the horrible response that the Patriots had. New England, the Patriots, and we.
And by the way, I like the way that was produced, too.
Give Patriots fans credit, because they knew this was crap the second they made it.
John Dennis wasn't there.
No, but I mean, Patriots fans, there was no like, okay, now we have our answer. All of us realized it was crap.
Has anyone seen John Dennis's Twitter page?
No.
Yes,
he's just so miserable.
Just walk away, dude.
How have you seen it? You're off Twitter.
I'll see things on Twitter.
Rich, it's really fun.
I'm off Twitter.
It's
a lot of fun. But I will. A guilty pleasure is Googling.
It's exactly what it is. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I fully admit it.
It's John Dennis, MAFL.
No, John, NFLA, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever
like
it
that.
Is. It's,
but I do. I check in every now and again.
He's at least
MFL?
No, like.
Mother blanking.
Massachusetts,
no, MAFL
Florida.
Is what it is. Yeah. Massachusetts, Florida. Yeah, he's still.
FML, F my life.
Yeah,
I mean, if you thought of a more miserable person on this planet, I mean, he's just over there yelling and screaming on Twitter.
Same as always. He hasn't changed a bit. He just changed locations.
Okay.
That's all it is.
He's just yelling at the sky.
Because he was
like that guy from The Simpsons yelling at a cloud.
I would imagine he doesn't have the ability to get on the radio anymore, so he's taking to Twitter to air his grievances.
Okay, well, that might be entertaining to take a look at.
No, it will be.
But only for a short amount of time.
Okay.
You got to pop in once a month.
Yeah, that's about right.
Well, so there was the New England, the Patriots, and we, but a listener sent this to me, and he said, you know, you think that's the worst thing that New England came out with as far as trying to make a music video? Because don't you remember that was the whole thing, is make a video, get a bunch of people in a studio recording the song,
sure,
get like local talent, like, you know, radio stars and
right,
stuff to kind of star in it. Which, by the way, the Super Bowl Shuffle did none of that, but everyone else seemed to do that. And I was said something that, John, I don't know if you've ever seen this before. I've never seen it. At the same time that New England, the Patriots, and we came out, this is for the Super Bowl, 86.
Mm-hmm.
There was another rock video that was made. This one was called Skin the Bears. And this the music video?
Not popular with vegans.
Skin the Bears, featuring appearances by Spencer for Hire, who was filming
Robert
here at
Urich.
The time. Robert Urich.
Yeah, I remember that.
How about Dale Dorman?
Yeah.
A bunch of old Kiss 108. DJs.
Yeah. Who's Dale Dorman?
Dale Dorman, remember we were talking about working for the weekend and how at 5 o'clock, that was Dale Dorman's thing. He worked afternoon drive for 20 years on Kiss 108.
And on top of that, there's a bunch of Celtics players that I can't identify.
Okay. Well, in the mid 80s, I mean, it should be easy.
As well as the most kick ass rock and roll band playing the song you've ever heard in your life. Fred, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Skin. If anyone has seen this or knows this, I'm going to tweet out the video. 617-779. Dan had not heard of it in the other room.
Oh, boy.
Had not heard of it.
I haven't either.
617.
I might know some of the people in it, Rich, but I had never heard of this at all.
There's a ton of like 1986 radio DJs and television people.
Was Tom Kite a
Jerry Seasting?
Was Tom Kite an early, mid-80s guy?
You mean golfer?
Greg Kite. All right, good, John.
All right, let's take a listen.
Yes.
Here we go. This is Skin the Bears, which wasn't even good enough to be New England, the Patriots, and we. Okay. Here we go.
What do you guys want to eat? The Chicago Bears!
Redskins, Rams. lambskins, cow skins, and bear skins.
All right, what band is that?
Okay, I found out the band. I had to go down the comments section to figure out who this is.
From the legendary Boston hair metal scene.
Oh,
all right.
The band is Split Image out of Brockton, Mass.
Oh, never heard of them.
Really?
Never heard of them.
They look
well,
like,
you would think.
It's like Striper without the bumblebee suits.
No, it's like Tough without any knowledge.
Are you ready
know
for
what we're
going to
do? Is let's become a hair metal band and just stick around Brockton.
Makes no difference once the head's blown off.
That's a big 10 for a big buddy. Step back another 10. Those bears are clogging my ears.
We're up and hungry. I'm very proud. I've got a craving for some grizzly stout.
I love bear and bears.
Oh, man.
And meanwhile, I love big hairy dudes.
They've got like the crowd of like 20 people at like government centered, and they zoom in to make it look like it's a huge crowd of people. Skin the bears.
Skin the bears. But don't shave my friend because I like them hairy.
I mean, this has like...
Oh, my God.
It was... Mullets were required. I like that...
W-Z-O-U. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got W-Z-O-U. Oh, it's got Dale Dorman. Bob Lobel is in this.
Yeah. That's sad.
Who are these? Okay, who's that random tall guy?
I have no idea. It could be Greg Kite. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
That was the sports guy from the Lockwood.
How is Chachi not in this video?
Tank?
Chachi
that
has to be in this video.
Tank was in the video. He stole the show. Tank said, I'm so valuable.
Oh, that's Lobel on saxophone there.
It was Bob Lobel's playing the sax?
Yes. Go back, Josh Fowler. That was Bob Lobel. And I believe that was the entertainment reporter, Joyce Cole. Hey, there she is in green. That's Lobel in white on the saxophone there, second from the left.
Yeah, he was on the saxophone. Lacquadera was floating above them.
Is that Maddie on the right?
It might be because it's got a bunch of like.
I think that's Maddie. That's Matt Siegel on the right. Oh, my God.
In the blue shirt?
Is that him?
I have no idea what he looked like back then.
Oh, man.
Apparently there was a lot of cocaine, so I would imagine that he was a little thin.
Wow. You want some mansion? You got it now! We'll chew them bears up there, we'll spit them out! Oh, yeah!
Billy Sullivan waited a long time for this. I've waited a long time for this. We've all waited a long time for this. Even Bob Lowe.
Tasted pretty fine, but now I've got some other creature in mind. They're carnivores.
They're eating a lot of very unappealing things.
They're hitting a lot of unappealing notes.
And dolphins and bears.
It's like you ate a dolphin.
Yeah, you should not be proud of that.
It's not good. None of this makes sense.
And well, I guarantee you, this stupid hair band thought that this was the big break.
Oh, how many local bands do that? Whenever a team's doing well, it's like, hey, they send you, I've got the new
Maddie.
Anthem. This happens all the time. Where's Maddie? That's Maddie?
No, that's Lobel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's John Dennis?
No. No. That's not John Dennis.
Sorry, Fred. I don't have my glasses on again.
That's all right.
Very kind. The pants are ready because it's hunting time.
By the way, that there's still people in the media. I was 10, and I'm 43 years old.
They're still doing it.
Oh, well, okay. They got an all-star crew of Celtics.
All right. That is. Yeah. By the way, that is Greg Kite on the right.
Yeah, okay.
I
figured that.
Is that Rick Carlisle on the left?
I can't tell.
I think that's Carlisle on the left.
Well, they took
that's Wedman in the middle.
Yeah, they took the last four guys on the bench.
That is. All right. Kite, Wedman, and Carlisle.
There weren't any stars on the Celtics.
All right. let's break, and then we'll get into some semblance of time.
I have tweeted out this video. You have got okay. If anyone can identify any of the randos that are in this thing. I had no idea this existed. Dan's lived here his entire life. He had no idea this existed. Wallach had no idea this existed.
No clue.
We're going to talk to Mannix about the whole LeBron James to the Celtics rumors, and then
happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Again. Sick of arguing with white dudes on the internet. When I'm gassed on my own black past, like how a wig could get, I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talking fresh, yeah, good hair. You could say I'm Malcolm-esque. Like the tresses, like the dresses, flowy and sexy. Spin off, blow up, Joni and Chechny. Yeah, ride Martha to the Georgia Dome. Caucasian wars, cream topical like cortisone.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Mannix, not good, not professional. He is not answering the phone. So let's continue with this song. It is a sensation.
This was the 1986 response to the Super Bowl shuffle, and I thought there was only one. I thought that the Patriots, New England, the Patriots, and We, which once again is one of the worst names of a song ever, I thought that was it. But no, there was this one, and this had the full-on same production value.
So if they ask us, say the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, and knowing what we know now about how awful these things transition.
Nope.
Not a chance.
Nope, nope,
not a
nope.
Chance.
A thousand not times. A nope.
Stay away.
No, I am not doing that.
These are all. I'm not doing it either.
No, without a doubt, and there's no budging on that. So this video has this hair metal band from Brockton, and it's got Spencer.
What's the name of the band again?
Oh, I forget. It's like Split Image or something.
Crucial
like that.
Crucial Taunt.
Crucial Taunt.
They said, you know what? We're a hair band with a lot to offer. Brockton's going to get us that label. Why go to Sunset Strip when we can stand out in Brockton?
We are finding out which Celtics. They ended up putting on there. The Celtics that there's been a few people who've gone through and actually done the scroll on the video to make sure they
could. I had 3 out of 4. I was very proud of myself.
Okay, so the 3 that we've seen are Rick Carlisle and Greg Kite, and then you had Scott Wedman and Sam Vincent.
Yeah, that's right.
So for the 86 team, those are the ones. Those are the 4 guys they were able to get.
Wasn't
Carlisle.
Sam Vincent? Like had a minute of being good.
Yeah, he was a first round draft pick. Yeah. For the Celtics, he was in the '20s.
Did he go to Michigan State?
I believe that's true. Yes.
Okay, I remember Sam Vincent.
Rick Carlisle, the current head coach of your Dallas Mavericks.
And then there's just like random dudes with beards standing on a porch, and everyone says this has to be the Thistle House crew because everyone looks like Bob Vila.
No, it's Brockton.
Just right. It's like everyone looked like Bob Vila.
They were
Brockton
just outside. They just brought a camera out and just said, "All right, you
Rich
guys
Gedman, I guess, is one of the dudes
Where?
Playing guitar."
Where is Gedman?
They say he's wearing a white sweater in this video. It's
he
got
is?
Bob Lobel. I mean, this is strange, but listen.
Is Maddie in this?
I thought that was Maddie on the
Will
ride.
You call Maddie? Here, I'll give you his phone number. Someone call Maddie.
Matt, look, if they have
Ask
this,
me if, it's in, if this is, I've never seen this thing.
If you have
Get
Dale
Bird in
Dorman
here.
On this in this video, how can Matt Siegel not now?
I need to know
right,
if Maddie
Fred,
was in
take
this.
Take a look. There's a still shot. Is that Matt Siegel or not?
No. But I okay. got to know if Maddie was in this.
But they all are super cool playing their saxophones.
That's Cole Haywick in the green. She's the entertainment reporter back in that time period. And that's LaBell sporting the white jacket.
Yeah, ask Maddie to come on the air and
see if he's been on this.
And see if he was in this. All right, here we go.
By the way, if you want to see it, at Toucher and Rich on Twitter, also our Facebook page has it as well.
There's nothing funnier than people that don't play wind or brass instruments pretending.
That's true. Wind instruments. You can't fake that.
I mean, that hair metal band makes Faster Pussycat look like the Rolling Stones.
We're gonna skin the bears. Come on, people, what are we doing?
All right. The saddest thing about this is that I get you're on the radio and they're like, hey, will you do this? Oh, this band is going, all right, This is the break.
Yeah, this is the big break. Right, that happens all the time, Fred. We get these. How many times when a team is playing well do we get CDs? Hey, listen, this I created the brand new play this for the city. This is the new chant that we want to get the whole town.
No,
behind.
But imagine if they tape you around with semi-famous.
Well,
people.
That's the thing. Do you know how much effort it took to make this?
Oh, yeah.
And like the song itself is just a giant turd. Like I mean,
we're surrounded with very popular people. There's the midday girl from Q's.
Hey, Walter Payton, you're pretty slick. Is your friend called? Yeah, he's kind of quick. But could you tell me now, how does it feel with your face in the ground?
These jackasses that just won't take off their sweaters.
Right, the guy in the white sweater, is that the guy for the Red Sox?
I don't know, but they just love sweaters. Did Maddie not answer?
This has got to be Rock and Roll Mike's old band.
I don't know.
Rock and Roll Mike was in that band?
Rich Kedman.
Okay.
They say that he's playing guitar in a white sweater. A lot of white sweaters in
the
video.
No, I saw it earlier. I think he's got sunglasses.
I just
on.
Like these guys are like, this is a big rock thing. Let's just put on button down shirts and sweaters.
Right. And then there's like, who's that in the locker room?
All I know is he keeps lifting his pectoral muscles.
And then just two random police officers
You have to show cops because like they're regular people.
A lot of mustaches, a lot of sweaters. And that's right. Everyone looks like it's like a Bob Vila. Oh, and then they're beating up a stuffed animal bear because they're wacky.
I give the radio people a break because I understand it. Like, your boss comes in and says, do it. What's a little less understandable is the hair metal band that's acting like this is a big deal.
Going down.
What was Zoo?
WZOU?
Yeah.
Top 40.
What was the morning show?
It was the morning zoo, 94.5 FM. Yeah, the morning zoo.
Who was on the morning show?
I don't even remember.
Like anybody who's still like around?
No,
or
probably
okay.
In Boston. You get
that.
You get to work here until you're dead. I mean, in Boston, you literally never get fired. It just happens and happens and happens. This song's about 2 minutes too long.
I think it's only 2 minutes long.
Eason, pass the ball. Pass the bloody ball now.
Pass the bloody ball. Oh, yeah. Iron Maiden doing a British voice.
It's got the fake British accent.
Pass the bloody ball.
Informing man, you're such a ham. Kicking back in your VR cadams. Refrigerator, you're pretty smug, but you look good as a basket rug. We're gonna skin the bears.
Who's the guy who's supposed to be homeless?
I have no idea.
We're gonna skin the bears.
There's some guy who plays a hobo in this video.
Well, I've never seen that guy. I don't know.
Danny's
telling me that how bad Wallach is at this, that he can't name any of these people.
I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry, guys. I can't see that far.
Considering that Wallach was like 30 when this came out.
No, I don't know half of these guys.
Probably in it.
Well, I was going to say, Wallach, how are you not one of the people in this?
No, I believe it or not, I was still not out of college at that point.
You know what people liked? White high tops. They give me them white high tops and black sweatpants. There's just random dudes standing on like front porches.
Well, if you listen to the song by Teenage Bottle Rocket, Headbanger, he's got wearing puffy white Adidas, high top Adidas sneakers. That was just what happened. You had to have a pair of puffy Reeboks or Adidas sneakers. Well, that was interesting. And what's more interesting is Walt couldn't identify with anyone on that screen. Regardless of not, Rich, I want to talk about Stephen A. Smith talking about LeBron going to the Celtics. we had a disagreement. Hardy's argument made no sense.
Okay, and
At least Wallach had a decent argument.
I don't know where either of you guys stand, but over the last couple of days, I've been hearing about all of this, and there's more stuff that's come out as well. And all I know is that I have some audio later on that LeBron hates his teammates and hates his coach.
I will tell you this is that, well, we can play this here as well, but I will tell you this is that Hardy thinks that people around here won too many championships.
They want too many?
Yeah, and that was his argument. That was his argument.
Yeah, it was. I when you said it, I was like, really?
Was his argument, that they won too many championships.
That was one big section of it, yeah.
That is true. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Bring up the five villain.
I warm it up like Kane in his prime. Up with us, you insane in the mind. You cowards way out of line. Money talk, boy, you wasting my time. You don't want to put the work in. You just want to taste the shine. We'll talk, so it's hard to trust. I'm in it for the long ride, like I drive a chartered bus. Stars and blood from the deadly bars I bust. And so
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. So Stephen A. Smith came out and he caused great controversy. He said there were seven teams that LeBron James was looking at. Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia, Houston, Golden State, and the Celtics. And so immediately, Celtics fans were, they said, I don't want this guy. He is a jerk, and we have something brewing here that we can't mess up, and we'd have to get rid of a max contract and this and that. So, Rich, you were not here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We had fantastic debates. It was the best
good
thing
sports that debates?
Had. Oh, my friend.
It was good, healthy sports. I'll agree. Good, healthy sports debate that took about a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because people are very passionate about this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, the idea, Rich, is I'll put a two-part question.
Okay.
Would you want LeBron James?
I think that this team can win a championship as constituted.
Would you want LeBron James?
Not, like, what would you have to give up to get him?
You would have to give up a max contract.
If that max contract was Al Horford, sure.
No.
Ringer has an article this morning that says you could do a sign and trade with Cleveland, and the hypothesis would be Gordon Hayward, Marcus Morris, and a first round pick to make salaries match.
Okay. I would do that. It would take me 1 second to do that.
But people are forgetting Kyrie Irving hates LeBron James.
And for what I'm saying is, then get rid of Kyrie Irving.
So who do you have then? What's your team?
Would be LeBron James, Hayward.
No, you'd have to get rid of Hayward.
No, if you give up Kyrie Irving, you don't have to keep Hayward.
No, he's saying instead of the Ringer deal, this is what he would do.
Yeah, that I would give up Kyrie Irving in 10 seconds.
But this is a whole lot of work for nothing. You have a championship team as is, and you've got young players who are going to continue to thrive in this system. And I also think that if you bring in LeBron James, you're only going to get him for 2 years because
You get him one.
Well,
he'll sign a 1-1. He's opting out of his contract now
because he's been doing two.
He's been doing one with a player option each time.
Well, one, no way. Because of what you have now.
What's the goal of a team?
Win championships. And you have a championship team right now.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Perhaps not better than Golden State. If you bring LeBron James onto this team, they win a championship. They do.
And my argument,
I don't think it's that much better of a chance.
You're bringing the second best player in the history of the NBA.
Right. Here's the thing that you could do if you keep the team as constituted. And Fred, you're right. I mean, if you brought him in, they definitely would have a massive chance of winning. I mean, LeBron James. I hate LeBron James, but
way
I also recognize that he is the best player in the universe. However, I do think that if you keep the team as constituted now, your window for winning is much longer.
But my point is,
because younger guys are able to grow on top of that, and I think they are at the point right now. And
I
think if
agree.
You bring in LeBron, you are jeopardizing having that window for one, possibly two.
What do you think the ceiling is on
Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown was your...
Jaylen Brown, I think, is going to be a very good player in this league. I think that Jason Tatum is going to be a superstar.
Okay, no, but
I think there's two different levels of those guys.
What's Jaylen Brown's ceiling?
I would say he could be a Paul George.
Okay, so
don't you think that my point, John, to Fred, I disagree with you.
I said he could probably be an all-star at least once.
Yeah, like that's what I said. He'll be a guy that could be an all-star once, like
maybe a couple times. Yeah, okay, we're kind of on the same place.
So I don't care at all about Jalen Brown. You can kick Jalen Brown off the team.
Sure, I think he's tradable as well. I agree with you on that.
All right, so early returns on Tatum is that he's going to be a star.
He's going to be a superstar. Yes.
Okay. I mean, John, you can give me a look. He averaged 13 points a game. I understand
all
he was good
I'm saying
in the
is that the last time you doubted Jalen Brown, he had a much better season than you thought. And it's
Jason
goes
Tatum.
Along with Jason Tatum. Yes. I'm sorry. Had a much better season than you thought. And this is going
along. I'm not
along
denying.
With
but Fred, all. Jason Tatum has
that was the reason
of,
for the smile.
Parts of his game that didn't exist while he was at Duke.
Here's the one thing that I think people aren't really thinking about here is Chris Mannix. I wish we'd get him on because he was talking about, where is Kyrie Irving's head at? Would they be able to keep him longer than next year? And my only worry is that talking to LeBron James, does that piss off Kyrie Irving?
Who cares?
Because what if you don't get LeBron James?
Danny Ainge is part of the package. If you know Danny Ainge for 2 seconds, you know he
understood.
Will overturn any rock and have any conversation about any player at any time, regardless
of
the circumstances.
But I also know that Kyrie Irving has a very fragile psyche.
I understand that.
All the more reason to get rid of him.
He's also an unbelievable player, like a next-level player that should be on a championship.
He's a top 30 player, and then I could bring LeBron James in and win a championship.
Saying is even talking to LeBron, you could end up losing out on both of them. You could piss off Kyrie so bad
real quick before you go to the call, the last part of the argument, and I think one of the most important parts, you got about five minutes
until the information on the call gets up.
Okay, well, then I'll extend this out for you. No, LeBron James will sit down with Danny Ainge and say, okay, can I bring my own players in? Can I like I've done everywhere else?
He's
and Danny will look
that.
At him and go, no.
Can I bring my own coaches in? And Danny will go, no.
And that'll be the end of the conversation.
He's not going to do that.
He's not coming here.
I'll say this much, though. It's the smartest move for LeBron James.
Yes. Of course it is.
Coming to the Celtics is hands down.
Yes, of course it is.
Any team in the league, it's the smartest move. Now, whether he would do that.
He's got to give up an awful lot of power he's used to having. He's not coming here.
The thing I hate, though, is the window. Is the idea of a window.
That part is right.
Yeah, I know, but I hate that. If you're almost guaranteed a championship, that's the whole point. It's not to have a window of, like, we're a neat team that does this and that. If you have an opportunity to win a championship, you win the championship.
With no guarantees, I would rather have 5 swings at it than 1 or maybe 2.
Well, I don't know that you get 5 swings. Fair enough, but I don't know if you have 5 swings.
You have at least 4.
I don't know if Kyrie Irving's
because you
back.
Got at least 4 more years where you've got Jason Tatum and you've got 4 more years that you have with Gordon Hayes.
Now, Kyrie Irving factors in. No, Fred's right about that. Kyrie Irving factors into that. I tend to lean toward he will be here.
If you get LeBron James, you're winning a championship. If all you have to do is give up a max player. You're as good as Golden State.
It would kill me on the inside, but I also understand that he's one of the greatest players, you know, ever. And
he's
any
the second
team that he's
best
on.
Player of all time. Now I've seen things recently that solidify Jordan's the best. But okay, CEACER.
Kiaser.
Kiaser, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What is your actual name?
Caesar.
Okay, well, Caesar. That was completely
Kiaser. Okay.
It's an odd pronunciation of that second C.
All right, what's going on? What's up?
So I feel like the maturity level of these guys, you know, there's not many teams that have 20-something years old, you know, 21, 22-year-olds at the maturity level that they have with the coach. So I think you risk 2 to 3 years of LeBron's, you know, the end of his prime, and then by the time he leaves, you're not losing their full prime, you know, they're just probably entering it, and then, you know, you build off of Tatum and who I believe is going to be a superstar, and then Brown, who I believe has a ceiling like Jimmy Butler, you know, one day.
What did he say?
He said Jalen Brown's going to turn into Jimmy Butler.
No.
He has a ceiling of Jimmy Butler.
No.
That's okay.
I'm not willing to say that.
I'm okay with somebody saying he has a ceiling
Jaylen
of that.
Jalen Brown can jump very high. It's very nice. Jalen Brown is been in the league for 2 years, and he's not going to be Jimmy Butler.
I think to say he has a ceiling of that isn't that far-fetched.
I don't know. When does he reach his ceiling?
He's only 20, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got plenty of time to grow.
He played a year of college. He's 1 year. 20.
1 year. They just finished his second year in the NBA.
He's so 20, 21.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
stupid.
He's
21.
Very young.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the point.
Right. So is everyone else in the NBA. You stupid idiot.
Except for Golden State. Golden State's loaded with old guys, according to you.
Maybe they make a run at Draymond Green.
The Celtics do. Sure. I'd have him on this team. That'd be great.
Would you?
That'd be fantastic.
Who's the second best player on the Golden State Warriors?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. All right. We will be right back with more from these idiots.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You all right?
Hit the playback again, again. I win. Now hit the playback again, again. I win. Now hit the playback again, again.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are touching Rich. He's about to say the F word.
Okay, I'm glad we cut it off. We did.
I feel this is a very non-sarcastic call. It says, Paul would like to talk to Mr. Basketball, Fred, about Jimmy Butler. Well, thank you, Paul, for labeling me Mr. Basketball. I'm humbled.
Well, you deserve it. It's pretty amazing, your wealth of knowledge. Do you know even when Jimmy Butler got into the league?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was a late pick.
Yeah, 22.
Yes.
When he was 24 years old, he scored 13 points. And I don't know how you say no way. He could never be as good as Jimmy Butler. I think that's insane.
You think that Jimmy Butler is going to have the talent to be on USA Basketball?
Jimmy Butler, I think he has
to tell the good. You mean Jalen Brown? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. You mean Jalen
Brown? All right,
Brown.
All right. You tripped me up, Paul. You tripped me up with your double talk. Do you think that Jalen Brown? Do you think that Jalen Brown is going to have the ability to be on USA Basketball?
It is way too early. You look at all these guys. Look at Paul George. Look at any of these guys. Their first 2-3 years, none of them are putting up numbers. You have to wait. You have to wait at least 2 or 3 more years to
see where they're at. And you're right. You know what? I just somebody actually sent me to me a comparison side by side of both Jimmy Butler and Jalen Brown their second year, and Jalen Brown's actually ahead of Jimmy Butler.
Yes,
a lot
because Jimmy Butler was a late first round pick and wasn't given the opportunities Jalen Brown was based on injuries this year. Can we agree on that?
Yeah,
he played more games.
I mean, it wasn't like he was on a powerhouse team.
No,
I mean he had the opportunity. And you know what? You look at any of these guys. Look at Paul George. Look at any of the top wings in the league.
I don't like Paul George, by the way.
Well, yeah, I'm not crazy about him either, but you would still consider him one of the top wings in the league. I mean, you have to give him a few years to really see.
Sure. I personally don't see a huge upside in him, and neither does John, by the way. Well, but I do appreciate
Jalen Brown.
I appreciate...
Ask Scal about that one.
Scal agreed with me that the Celtics should not have taken Tatum and should have taken the kid out of Florida State.
He's broken,
right?
Obviously.
And then now he's.
I can't he's wait. I can't that. Wait until Isaac's. You want to talk about a guy who needs to develop? I can't wait till he comes in and he's the next Jordan.
Didn't Isaac's forget to wear his jersey one game?
Probably.
Yes. if I'm not mistaken, he went out to the court and didn't have his jersey on.
So,
he's ready to play, guys.
He only played in 27 games this year.
He's delightfully eccentric. And yes. What did I say about him, John? You have to judge him when?
I think 3 or 4 years is
3 years.
Said. I think three
so
or
he's
four.
Got, he's got 2 years left.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very raw talent.
Yes.
Who I thought the Celtics could afford to develop.
I'll tell you what's fantastic, however, and that is the fact that no matter what anyone tries to tell you one way or the other, there's no way LeBron is staying in Cleveland. Like, none. If you heard his big he might have spoken for 30 straight minutes yesterday when he spoke to the press, because he realizes they're going to lose game four. This is going to be the last time you're going to have all these microphones in front of you, and you can wax poetic without it being, oh, you're just saying this because you lost. And he essentially called everyone on his team morons. Did you hear him? How much he was? Listen to this. This is him talking about what he was looking for in teammates.
How much has the load that you've had to carry offensively this season affected your ability to play defense at the level that you're capable of?
I don't think it's affected it. You know, the load that I have to carry offensively. You know, it's been what the season has asked for. You know, obviously. You know, we haven't had many, you know, many playmakers, you know, throughout the course of the season. We had some early on, but, you know, we made the trades and things of that nature. But, you know, it's been what the season has called for, and I've taken that responsibility to be able to, you know, have to make plays for myself and make plays for my teammates as well. Defensively, you know, we've surrounded ourselves with some more wing defenders this year that allow me to, you know, not have to exert so much energy defensively, but... You know, whenever the number has been called for me to defend, you know, I've been always taking that responsibility.
In other words, everyone around me sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone around me is awful.
That's pretty much that right there.
Then, yeah. He's not wrong. All right, we have to break. So we're having Shaughnessy on. Now, why is that?
Okay, because he wrote an article this morning that's pretty great.
How come I can't find it?
Oh, okay. Well, he essentially calls Alex Guerrero. It's about the Edelman situation.
Okay, I can't find it.
And he calls Alex Guerrero the Yoko Ono of the Patriots.
All right. Okay.